Chapter 54, The Knowledge Received Through God's Word.
The whole Bible is a revelation of the glory of God in Christ. Received, believed, obeyed, it is the great instrumentality in the transformation of character, and it is the only sure means of intellectual culture. The reason why the youth and even those of mature years are so easily led into temptation and sin is that they do not study the Word of God and meditate upon it as they should. The lack of firm, decided willpower, which is manifest in life and character, results from their neglect of the sacred instruction of God's Word. They do not by earnest effort direct the mind to that which would inspire pure, holy thought and divert it from that which is impure and untrue. There are few who choose the better part, who sit at the feet of Jesus, as did Mary, to learn of the divine teacher. Few treasure his words in the heart and practice them in the life. The truths of the Bible received will uplift the mind from its earthliness and debasement. If the Word of God were appreciated as it should be, both young and old would possess an inward rectitude, a strength of principle that would enable them to resist temptation. Let men teach and write the precious things of the Holy Scriptures. Let the thought, the aptitude, the keen exercise of brain power be given to the study of the thoughts of God. Study not the philosophy of man's conjectures, but study the philosophy of him who is truth. Other literature is of little value when compared with this. The mind that is earthly finds no pleasure in contemplating the Word of God. But for the mind renewed by the Holy Spirit, divine beauty and celestial light shine from the sacred page. That which to the earthly mind was a desolate wilderness, to the spiritual mind becomes a land of living streams.